T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Told you we wouldn't have time to play that montage at the beginning of the hour, but we have a treat for you. We're going to get to it. Let me start the 4 o'clock hour here, even though we're starting the 4 o'clock hour late here. Let me start with the stock market report that's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Not a ton of action on Wall Street today. Dow Jones down 42 points, S&P 500 up 1 point, and the NASDAQ up 16 points. Now, here's what we're going to do, Crowder. For Cat Talk, we're going to listen to this montage because all Panthers fans can get chills after what happened last night. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. In case you missed it last night, or in case you want to relive it, Solana went into the lab. He got Plagan's calls. He got Goldie's calls from Bally Sports Florida. And he put together a chill-inducing montage. One of the best hockey games I've ever watched. Here's how it sounded last night.
Oh, welcome inside Amaranth Bank Arena here in Sunrise. Game 2, Florida Panthers, Tampa Bay Lightning. Panthers lead the series 1-0.
My feeling is this series, each game gets harder, faster, and better.
And Matthew Tkachuk slides it ahead of Verhaeghe again. Sam Bennett has Ekeliev going to the net.
Out of far quarterback in, out front, Tkachuk a whack at it. Save Vasilevskiy, rebound, and they score! And it's Sam Bennett!
Bennett on the net, score! Playoff Sam! Bennett opens the scoring in game 2!
Along the far side, Lundell, Bennett, backhand feed up top, Ekman-Larsson tees it up, a blast, save made, rebound, they score, and the Panthers get a power play goal on the rebound right out in front.
They stuff it in, it's Vlad Tarasenko!
And that's going to be a power play goal for the Panthers.
It was Vladimir Tarasenko to jam it home, and the Panthers lead 2-0.
Chernak now takes the puck. Hagel looking to clear and does. Sorelli speeding in against Montour.
Out of the zone, Sorelli, and he's going to take this into the Panthers zone. Has a man trailing in. Let a shot go wide off the end board. Went up, Stamp goes back and oh! What a save, Bobrovsky!
Then sent in front, empty net, and Bobrovsky in trouble!
Displaying acrobatics to keep this game tied at 2. The fans here at Amaranth Bank Arena can't believe what they just saw. That display of goaltending and gymnastics from Sergei Bobrovsky.
Absolutely diabolical. How did he come up with that?
Tkachuk is after it. Tkachuk spins. Lundell in the slot in front.
Backhand try, and they score. Carter Verhaeghe upstairs.
Let's go, baby! It's Mr. Clutch. Carter Verhaeghe for the game 2 win.
And this one's over. The Panthers win it in overtime. 3-2 the final. Carter Verhaeghe, the game winner.
Money time.
Buttered toast is what they call them.
awesome.
That is.
You chose to clear your throat the moment we went on the air. You had, how long was that montage, Toronto?
About 3 minutes.
He had the countdown. I thought he had the countdown.
3 minutes, you sat there, you were silent. He points that our mics are now hot, and that's when you chose to clear your throat.
I thought that was 1 second.
Now we have to play the phlegm montage because, that, I mean, it, like, that montage is so great, and then you punctuated it with phlegm. Like everyone's got chills, we're reliving it, and there's only one way to ruin that montage, and it's exactly what you did, was by clearing your throat the moment that it ends.
I just ate oxtails.
Let's play Channing Crowder.
Oh, Solano wants to get away from this Sixto Sanchez. He's excited about this.
Caught with phlegm in his throat over and over.
He hasn't cleared his throat in 22 years.
And every coach, right after the best montage we've ever produced.
I mean,
Medvedev be doing his thing lately.
How's your phlegm?
Alfredo sauce is his mouthwash of choice.
Jack Daniels has always made whiskey, and if they have it their way, they always will.
Uh-oh.
And who cares if Tua goes home and...
Uh-oh.
Legend has it, his phlegm is more dangerous than hot lava from a volcano.
We were blaming it on injury.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, that is... I mean, is someone waterboarding you?
Goodness, I almost died.
Channing Crowder is the phlegmiest man in the world.
And some of those.
Good God, man. I mean, it's like someone unveiling. It's like Van Gogh showing his friends. What, did he paint Starry, Starry Night? You studied art, Solana.
Van Gogh did paint Starry, Starry Night.
Are you saying that with confidence or?
No, yeah, he did.
It would be like Van Gogh showing his friends in the first audience Starry, Starry Night, and someone just farts right when they unveil the thing. And they're like, you know, it's great, but someone just ruined it. And that's what you did to Solana's. It would be like you being introduced tonight in Detroit, and the fans were all there at the comedy club, and then they're waiting, and then they finally, ladies and gentlemen, Channing Crowder, and you come out there, and you just go. I just did all that to soften the blow of Noche de Sixto, which is coming.
Run it.
Make sure that Solana felt like this was a equal opportunity.
Noche de Sixto's coming next. Y'all can make fun of me for an hour. I just need to hear this song.
You've got straight filth in your throat. Let's
have it.
Let's do headlines. Let's do 4 o'clock headlines here with Alejandro Solana. We'll get on track. We'll play Noche de Sixto. We'll do 15 minutes of heat, and we'll let Crowder get out of here because he's got two comedy shows tonight in Detroit, and then you're covering the draft tomorrow. Are you going to the draft?
We are going. It's weird because it's a lot of logistical stuff, but we're covering it as a reactionary thing, almost like the Manning cast.
Anyone who responds to a question with there's a lot of logistical stuff,
yeah,
and it's not involving trucking, you know that they're just BSing. You know what I mean? Like, logistics, okay, trucking. If you were talking about trucking and you answer with there's a lot of logistical stuff, I'll give you that. The Baltimore Bridge comes down and you're trying to get your container, and they go, there's some logistical problems. I get that. Are you going to the NFL draft? The response of, well, there's a lot of logistical stuff. I mean, what are we doing here?
We had a partner last year when we were there, and now the partner is not a NFL media partnership anymore, but they still want us to partner with them, but we can't go to the actual building the draft's in, but the draft is outside, so we can be at the hotel that all the players are staying at and use our personal connections to have them come up after they get drafted, but it can't be on draft property. Gotcha. And I just learned this last night, and I was already drinking, and I don't know what they were saying.
I take it all back, because it does sound like there was some logistical issues there.
It's a lot of logistics, yeah.
I don't know. I told him I'll be available at 6:01 tomorrow, and you can tell me what to do after that. Like, I don't really get into the weeds of work.
So I know I'm going to regret asking you this, but last year, I remember, I mean, you didn't say it, but I remember last year you guys did a YouTube draft coverage show. I remember because I remember asking, can we watch this on YouTube? And your response was, I don't know. Mm-hmm. This year, Crowder, can we watch your draft coverage on YouTube?
Great question.
So last year I didn't know, and now you think I've clarified it a year later? I'm available at 6:01 tomorrow night for whatever they need.
What time does the draft start tomorrow?
Solana, no idea.
Anybody know? I wasn't asking you. Anybody, Solana, you have any idea what time the draft starts tomorrow?
I don't know. I could make something up. I believe 7:30 tomorrow.
Completely made up. It's going to start at 7:30.
That sounds like a good time. No, I'll tell you right now. Have it up here. Let's see.
I got my own hotel room, and now I have three hotel rooms for me and my wife.
How about Mitch?
Mitch got his own room now.
Hey,
8 p.m.
They were sending me confirmation numbers, and I was like, "What is this for?" Oh, your hotel room. Where? Again, I don't know.
Well, 8 p.m. tomorrow, Solana?
Yeah.
I'm not real logistical. It's kind of lit.
12 years ago, on this date, Josh Appel put on Facebook, if you see me in school tomorrow, please don't talk about the Panthers in front of me. I watched the game. I know what happened, and I'm moving on to Thursday. Joshua's some kind of high school nerd, huh? He's lucky he's big, man. He would have ended up in a bunch of lockers.
If he wasn't 6'4", I'd whoop his ass. Josh, a big dude.
All right, you want to do headlines here, Solana? Then we'll get to Noche de Sixto.
Yeah, let's do it. They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Since you always bring up Appel's Facebook memories, you remind me to go look at mine because I, too, was a little cringe in high school as well.
you think we couldn't figure that out?
There was no Facebook memories today, thank God. But a year ago today, we did the segment where I showed you guys a picture of my middle school basketball team, and you guys...
I remember that. You were like little white perk.
Little 5, little 55. That's a big number they usually give the great players.
That was Jason Williams, man. I was like white chocolate out there, but emphasis on the chocolate.
You ate a lot of white chocolate.
4 years ago on this date on my Facebook, we had our virtual draft party on 560 and 790, and Tua joined us.
Yeah.
I was there?
I think so. Right? I see on this video clip, I'm going to...
I think Crowder was there. I think you were there.
Hold on. It's going
to... Yeah.
The sound's going to come on. Let me see. I see Zach on there, Hollywood. Who's the producer guy that I love?
Robbie the Degenerate.
Robbie the Degenerate, Tobin, Leroy, me. I don't see Crowder. Crowder was on that show, but he was not on with us when Tua popped in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because whenever I see Tua now at all these events, he gives me the Crowder. What's up, big dog? How you doing, man? You look good.
Amber. Yeah. Amber's on here. Yeah. Oh, there's Zaslow.
Tua has no idea who I am.
Remember what Zaslow did on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all going around. We all get to ask Tua one question, and Zaslow had his son, who was like 4 at the time, ask him a question. Yeah. I was like, about cringe. Oh, my God. It was like, it wasn't even planned. Like Zaslow was like, hey, come here. Talk to Tua. We're all sitting there like, midnight. We've been on this, what was that, the Zoom. We've been on this Zoom call for 4 hours. What are we doing here?
That's your man.
4 years ago today.
4 years, or last year today, Jimmy Butler dropped 56 points in game four, Heat versus Celtics.
Today was the day, the picture that we all love.
Yeah. What picture?
In the one where he's leaning over the stanchion, he's out of breath?
No. That was in the NBA bubble in 2020.
That's the bubble Lakers, right?
Yeah.
That was 4 years ago, yeah?
No, I'm saying last year today, April 24th.
Last year today.
Of 2023 was game four at the Kaseya Center when Jimmy Butler went off. Heat took a 3-1 lead over the Milwaukee Bucks, and Jimmy had 56 points in that game. Remember the step back three he took? Where the Kaseya Center roof was blown off.
Is that the last time he scored 50?
All right.
I'm guaranteeing it is.
It probably was, but I mean, that's a high bar.
32.
50? I mean, that's a high bar.
Come on, Jimmy. Ice that knee. We need you.
He'll be ready next season.
Mm-hmm.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Game two is tonight. I'm joking, Heat Nation. Heat have a chance tonight. Game two in Boston.
Chance to what?
To do what?
To win.
Oh.
Win the rebound battle.
You didn't complete your thought. I didn't know.
To have more assists? What are the...
But you guys don't think the Heat can compete tonight? They can make it closer?
I bet them in game one, plus 14. I am going to bet them tonight again, plus 14. I have a weird optimism with the Heat and this series. I just do. I don't know why, but I do.
Okay, Hawk, go money line then. I know the number's amazing.
I'm not going money line. Why it's not? Plus 700. Yeah. Well,
bro, plus 700?
When I say optimism, I mean not getting blown out four games. I just don't think Rob Pizzola said, like, Eric Spoelstra's got a reputation of being one of the best game planners, learning from a loss, bringing that lesson to the next game. And I'll ride with him. 14 points is a lot of points to be getting in an NBA game.
So they're going to lose by six?
That'd be a victory in my book.
Thank you. I don't think it can. Honestly, Solana, not even messing around. I don't think they can generate enough offense. Somebody has
I'll give you.
Honestly, speaking about Jimmy,
50 minutes of heat.
Somebody has to.
Sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Go ahead.
Somebody has to drop 50 for them to keep up with the Celtics. Who is that? I don't know. Hacky Lacky Jr. Somebody would have to drop 50 for them to keep up with the Celtics on the scoreboard.
You think 50? I don't think they need 50. I'm with you, by the way. Look, the Heat don't have enough offense if the Celtics are playing their game. And that's not 22 threes a game. Like, just their game, which is shooting a lot of three-pointers, Brown and Tatum having strong performances. Like, the Heat just don't. But if Tyler Hero can have a much better game tonight than he did the other night, which is not asking a lot. I mean, he was really bad the other night with only 11 points. If Tyler and Bam can each give you 20-plus points, and you get, as you'd say, Hacky Lacky Jr. giving you another 15. And, you know, who knows? Caleb Martin, Haywood Highsmith, those guys knock down a couple three-pointers. Duncan gives you one or two. Kevin Love hits two or three three-pointers. Like, I think they can compete in the game. Are they going to win? I don't know. It doesn't seem likely. But I do think they can compete if you get Tyler and Bam giving you 25 points each.
Yeah. Who said it earlier this week where they were like, we have to shoot from the perimeter. If they're doing it, we have to do it. We can't go twos when they're going threes.
Yeah. If they're going to make more threes than twos again and Miami is only making 12 threes, yeah, I mean, you're just never going to have a chance.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like you just said, competing.
Yeah.
I give the Heat a puncher's chance, and I know you're without Jimmy and without Terry Rozier. I give him a puncher's chance in any – seven-game series, because Spo, to me, is a huge intangible, and they don't roll over and die. They just don't.
Your best player's out for the rest of the playoffs.
I'm not telling you they're going to win the series.
We talked about it already. If you take Jason Tatum off of that team, I give them a chance. If you take their best player and our best player off, I'm with you. But I just don't think we have enough firepower.
Took Julius Randle off the Knicks. They're fine.
Who are they playing?
Sixers.
Sixers. Joel Embiid has one leg.
OKC tonight, by the way, is a 7-point favorite over the Pelicans. Tomorrow, Sixers are a 4.5-point favorite over the Knicks.
Hawk, you were saying earlier this week, I think on Monday or maybe yesterday, that, hey, what do the Mavericks do if they get eliminated in the first round with Luka? Like, how will Luka take that? And then we talked about Phoenix as well. I wonder if Joel Embiid would make things interesting in Philly. There's been chatter about it before, but, I mean, the reason why they're not going to advance if they don't is because of his injury. It's not like the Sixers aren't good enough to at least get out of the first round. But I don't know. I just wonder. Even if Philly says, hey, we've got Tyrese Maxey. We love Joel Embiid. Best player we've had in two, three decades since AI. But can we rely on him to be healthy? I don't know. Just interesting, you know, to think about.
I think the Sixers made a mistake with the little – what's the light-skinned boy they gave all that money to?
Tobias Harris.
Nicholas Batum.
I think the Tobias Harris contract was what messed the Sixers. If they can replace him with Maxey and Joel, I think they could be a legit championship team.
What do you think the line is Friday? Suns hosting the T-Wolves.
They're hosting, so still one and a half favorites.
Even.
Suns are -4.
Hmm. Wow.
I think they get swept, man.
Booker,
I'm so down on them. What is happening to his legacy?
Getting thin like his legs.
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to have two rings, but his legacy is going to be weird.
Yeah.
In 15 years, when we're doing this show still, and we talk about KD, we're going to say all he had to do was team up with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Like, if he doesn't win another championship, his legacy is that. He went to a super team to win.
It's crazy because you could argue. I'm not saying I would, but you could argue he's the greatest individual basketball player scoring-wise. Just nobody has been able to do the things KD could do scoring the basketball.
At his size, by the way. Until Wemby came along. Like,
he had the potential.
You've never seen anyone do what KD could do.
He had the potential to surpass LeBron if he would have gone down the right path and won enough rings to do it. Like, if he would have ended up with 5 or 6 rings and LeBron only ends up with the 4 he has or 5, there could have been an argument about KD being better than LeBron James. It's never going to happen at this point.
Mm-mm. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's an amazing basketball player, but his legacy is not that impressive.
By the way, receiving confirmation here that there will be a Dave & Buster's Panthers watch party Saturday night, 5:00. I will host it. And so Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. You want to watch? There's also a Heat game on at 6 that night. Plenty of TVs at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. So
that big one is special.
Yep.
48 feet.
Perhaps you'd like to come out with some of your Crowder powder.
What night is this? Because, you know, yeah, I like to push. What's this date again?
Man likes to move that powder.
Hey, man, I get a kiosk.
All right, let's wrap up these headlines here because it's already 4:30. I don't know what we've done today. I think we've put on a very good show, but for the clock, what they call the hot clock, especially on Marconi's birthday, we probably have not done him proud.
Don't worry about it. I was at his grave a couple months ago. I put in
That's
a good
right.
word. Yeah.
Buried in Italy.
He is in Florence.
Yeah, Guglielmo. Not a lot of Guglielmos anymore, are there?
As one.
That's what they should have called birthday cake flavor.
Guglielmo.
All right, anything else in the headlines, Solana? Code Bread.
You went back to that, huh?
Well, thought I had a friendlier crowd this time. Apparently not.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. It's around 85 degrees. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid to upper 70s. That is your weather.
All right. There are a lot of people asking, what about that Marlins game tonight? Who's pitching and why should we root for him? Well, we'll give you all the answers in the next segment. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let's go, baby!
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Noche de Sixto coming up in a moment. I was delighted. If you look at Crowder's Instagram, it's one of the funniest Instagram videos I have ever seen. The guy falling off the stretcher. Everyone's seen it, but it turns into Crowder on the street. It is funny as hell. That was funny.
Appreciate it, man.
Is that Marcos's idea? Who came up with that? That was funny as hell.
My niece, she TikToks a lot. And she was like, she was down for her break, whatever, in school. She's the marine biologist I always talk about. She's a very smart girl. And she was like, hey, Unc, I have an idea for you. This is pretty good. Great. On TikTok. And she put it together.
That's the first instance of influencer Crowder where I was like, wow, that's good.
It was really good.
That's
it's
content,
funny, man.
Yeah.
I just rolled over to tell you.
It was great. It was great. Crowder, two comedy shows in Detroit tonight. Was it 4:45 right now? So you're on stage pretty soon. How close are you to the comedy club from where you're at?
It's like a 10-minute walk. It's nowhere. So yeah,
got the butterflies working at all or no?
Hey Hawk, danger is real. Fear is created in your mind.
Can't ask this guy anything.
Did you end up getting Detroit-style pizza at all? Like, have you found a spot to go eat Detroit-style pizza?
Actually, tonight, there's, like, a food hall.
Oh.
And so, I won't get out the last show until, like, midnight, and there's a food hall. And I actually told the owner, I was like, hey, man, will it be open? Because I have to get Detroit-style pizza or my radio partners are going to kill me. And he was like, bro, this is some of the best Detroit style pizza.
Are you gonna do any localized humor? You know, a lot of the comedians, you're playing a room and you know the city that you're in, and so you do something that localizes it. My guess is you're coming out of the box with stuff that I heard off the air with Zach Gelb. That would be my guess.
I'm gonna come out because Lou Young, the internet comedian guy. So he's actually gonna come up and cut me off like he's my uncle. And so the last thing he's gonna bring up is Drake. So I'm gonna start with Drake, and then I'm gonna do a Dan Campbell thing about
great move.
Yeah, don't be too masculine and don't be the guy on the sideline that's always ready to fight but you never play. Because there'll be some play, you know, it'd be a football-y crowd.
Yeah.
And then I'll get, you know, same set y'all, so I'll get into that. But I cut it because I can't go an hour and a half.
Because you have a second show.
So I'm like, man, like, I don't know.
Because I have to tighten it up tonight.
I got to cut 40 minutes off of my set pretty much. So I'm going to try to do it. And if not, then they'll be outside.
All right. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Sixto Sanchez is pitching for the Marlins tonight. First time he's starting in years. This is the worst thing Solana has ever created. Noche de Sixto.
It's your boy Solana.
Hacking crowd there.
So nasty.
Oye, Billy.
Pa Miami.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is a Marlins PSA. Sixto Sanchez has arrived, and Mattingly has his ace. Hoy es noche de Sixto.
The Fish are gonna win, and there's no doubt.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
Batters get ready to strike out.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
We haven't even seen his best stuff.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
Te juro que this kid is for real.
It's time for you to realize this is a different era. Marlins baseball, Jeter uses billetera. Sixto's like a prospect, straight out of novela. Might even love him more than Miguel Cabrera. Don't make him walk a batter, please. Let Sixto pitch. His stuff is straight filth. El combina su curveball con el fastball de Pedro. Pedro dijo que Sixto es mejor.
Es noche de Sixto.
The Fish are gonna win, and there's no doubt.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
The batters get ready to strike out.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
We haven't even seen his best stuff.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
Te juro que this kid is for real.
There is nothing you can do tonight at your comedy shows that will be funnier than that.
He's going to throw straight filth.
Oh, my God. Talk about cringe. We were talking about earlier. There's not a moment in that's cringe free. You're watching Sixto tonight, Solana?
Nope. But there are a couple bars. I maintain a couple bars in there. Jeter using his billetera was a bar, 100%. The Pedro line at the very end, bar.
It's not the bars. It's the performance.
Were you reading a teleprompter?
That's the thing. Like, it is just, it is so up and down and white and white and up and down and white and white. That was like the Jane Fonda workout. Up and down and white and white. Up and down and white and white.
Mattingly has his ace.
Yeah. We haven't even seen his best stuff. All right. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We'll get some headlines. We'll get you set for tonight's Heat game. Forget about the Marlins and six, though. You got a big one tonight in Boston.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let's go, baby!
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.